Welcome to Cow Corner here inside the barn, where you're given the opportunity to meet each one of the participants within the Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program, Class 13, as they prepare for the end of their terms. Now, this week, my guest is Justin Luton. Justin, welcome inside the barn. And for you, what is CALP all about?
Hey, Brian. For me, CALP is about developing connections all around the state and developing a camaraderie and understanding the problems that everybody around the state faces, and then connecting those back to our own situations and also connecting them to a national and international level so that in the future we as CALP members can be advocates for the agricultural community.
How about your family? Introduce us to them.
My dad, Curtis Luton, he is third generation here. He took over the farm at 35 years old, and since then he tripled the size of the farm. My mom was born in Nebraska but moved to Strasburg when she was a teenager. Her family is all in the oil field and such, and so kind of got both sides of that coin there. And right now I farm with my brother-in-law and sister, and they live on the farm itself right now.
Tell me more about your background and your history of your family's farm.
So we'll be a 100-year farm next year. Right now we're at 32,000 acres, pretty much all dry land except for two pivots. We grow wheat, corn, millet, milo, and confection sunflowers. We also have a machinery dealership, a sprayer dealership, and I've also just taken on a corn seed dealership. And we grow wheat for Colorado State University as well.
So with all that you've got going on in your life, when did you find time to enroll in CALP?
Well, I figure it's not going to get any better as things go. Everything's going to get more and more busy and such. And so at some point, it's do you take time or do you make time? And at some point, you just have to decide to make that time to find things that you think might be valuable to not only your operation, but to, you know, the future of agriculture. And so that's where, you know, I decided I needed to do something going forward, and I felt like this was a good start.
Once again, my guest is Justin Luton. He's a CALP Class 13 member. Now, I know in talking with the other classmates, each of you have a project. What is yours?
Mine is a project combined with Captain Lotspeak. Our goal is to try and find younger generations that don't have a farm or ranch to go to and put them together with an older generation that maybe doesn't have somebody that they want to transition their operation onto, but they don't want to sell it. They don't want to get rid of that heritage. They don't want to lose their legacy. So we're looking for a way to put those two groups together and make it so it's an easy environment for them to talk, easy environment for them to meet. The reason that all came about was I was at a meeting a couple years ago up in the mountains for marketing, and I had a Purdue shirt on. And the guy came up to me from Indiana and asked if I graduated from there. I said yes. And he asked if I knew of anybody that would be really good to help take over his farm in a few years as he was getting up there and he wanted to look for a place to retire. And I immediately thought of somebody that would be good. And I thought that's kind of somewhere where we need to be looking at the future, with the average age of farmers being at 62 right now and not getting any younger. And with the size of farms growing, we need to be able to try and keep some of these operations around instead of just always selling everything out.
Besides your project, what other responsibilities do you have within CALP Class 13?
Right now I'm on the programming committee, as well as partially on the fundraising committee for the Governor's Ag Forum. I've also been a chair for one of our seminars in Alamosa.
Speaking of the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum, it'll be held February 27th at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver. How would folks learn more about that and also get registered? Because I believe it's open right now, right?
Yes, sir. Registration is open right now. You can go to the Colorado Governor's Ag Forum website, or also should be able to go through the Colorado Ag Leaders Program website. And we'll also be sending out more information. If you've signed up before, we'll be sending out flyers letting you know the dates, the times, and how to register.
And you bet. And what's on the schedule as well, that's governorsagforum.com. And I'd encourage folks to get their hotel reservations made and book that room rate too. Now, as far as what you've experienced throughout the CALP Class 13 program, what are some of the most memorable moments for you, including that recent trip to Columbia?
So I'll take that in two ways. One of the most memorable things for me was going to Washington for the first time there and actually getting to meet with different members from organizations such as the EPA and things like that, being able to ask them questions that are pertinent to issues there we are facing. And then in terms of Columbia, just the not only the beauty, but the raw potential of what Columbia has to offer. Talking to them in the Caldo Valley, they've got 3 foot of topsoil and 4 to 5% organic matter, and they can grow 3 corn crops a year in that area. And so I think the potential there is just incredible going forward. And I think it'll be fascinating to watch what will happen 10 years down the road there.
I understand Senator Sonnenberg was on that trip with you as well.
The great thing about having Senator Sonnenberg with us is he challenges us. On the bus rides at times, we'll have debates. He'll put one side of the bus against the other, and it'll be modern issues right now, or current issues, such as how we handle the farm bill or food stamps, things of that nature, and make us argue both sides of the point, even if we don't agree with one side or the other. I think that is one of the best things that he does for us right now, is being able to challenge us.
And since you're a farmer, you got to feel pretty good about Congress getting the 2018 Farm Bill passed, right?
Yeah, I'm happy that they got something done right now. We needed to have a solid path going forward so that agriculturists know what to expect. And that's the biggest thing right now, is not having any big surprises going forward. I think that is the best point coming out right now.
That's an $867 million bill, 5 years. So that gives us all some certainty, that's for sure. Now back to CALP, why would you recommend the program to others?
I'd recommend it because of being able to network and meet people, and as well as going around and seeing other parts of the state and other operations that you're not familiar with. Me personally, even though I'm from a farm, I'd never spent time on a dairy at all. And so being able to ask questions there, see how operations work, see their challenges, especially in terms of the labor force, and seeing how they not only work through them but conquer those issues, I think those are some of the best things about CAL.
I know sponsorship plays a key role to the program itself, but also for the individuals that are within the class. Anything you want to mention as far as sponsorship? Because they help raising the funds it took to become part of the class, right?
Yes, sir. I think in terms of sponsorship, I think it's a worthy cause because it's not self-centered. There's no self-serving portions to CALP. It's about growing yourself, but growing as a group so that we can become advocates for agriculture in the future. So agriculture has a voice, and a proud voice that's knowledgeable in all the backgrounds that we require so that we can pass a farm bill in the future and things of that nature.
I know we've covered quite a bit here, Justin. I appreciate your time, but any final thoughts before we let you go?
As a final thought, I think we just need to keep focused on what our goals are as agriculture and how we continue to look forward and conquer those challenges and look to each other and see what we can do to learn from each other. We need to be working together and being able to be a group instead of each operation looking at it like they're their own segment of the market.
Well, I really appreciate your time once again. That's Justin Luton, Class 13 member of the Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program. By the way, complete details and registration information for the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum is February 27, 2019 at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver, is online right now at governorsagforum.com. The Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program, a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the mission to develop leaders who will become a strong, unified voice for agricultural issues across our state and nation. Learn more online about the organization at caloagleaders.org. Until next time on CALP Corner, this is Brian Ulmer of The Barn.